This audio poem is a production of PoetryFoundation.org.
This poem is about an affair I was having when I was 22 or 23 years old with a young woman in Italy. Both of us were Americans. And we'd said goodbye in Rome already, but I couldn't stand leaving her, and I rushed up the next day to meet her again, spend one last night with her. And I was sitting outside waiting for her. And the complication of the poem is that she was married, albeit she was young, 20 or 21 years old, and her dear husband was going to arrive by train from Sicily in southern Italy on the very train that I was going to board to leave her forever and go north back to Paris. Another insane devotion. This was gruesome. Fighting over a ham sandwich with one of the tiny cats of Rome. He leaped on my arm and half hung on to the food and half hung on to my shirt and coat. I tore it apart and let him have his portion. I think I lifted him down, sandwich and all, on the sidewalk and sat with my own sandwich beside him. Maybe I petted his bony head and felt him shiver. I have told this story over and over. Some things root in the mind. His boldness, of course, was frightening and unexpected. His stubbornness, though hunger drove him mad. It was the breaking of boundaries, the sudden invasion. But not only that, it was the sharing of food and the sharing of space. He didn't run into an alley or into a cellar. He sat beside me eating. And I didn't run into a trattoria, say, shaking with food on my lips and blood on my cheeks, sobbing. But not only that. I had gone there to eat and wait for someone. I had maybe an hour before she would come, and I was full of hope and excitement. I have resisted for years interpreting this, but now I think I was given a clue. Or I was giving myself a clue across the street from the glass sandwich shop. That was my last night with her. The next day I would leave on the train for Paris, and she would meet her husband. 35 years ago, I ate my sandwich and moaned in her arms. We were dying together. We never met again, although she was pregnant when I left her. I have a daughter or son somewhere, darling grandchildren in Norwich, Connecticut, or Canton, Ohio. Every 5 years, I think about her again and plan on looking her up. The last time I was sitting in New Brunswick, New Jersey, and heard that her husband was teaching at Princeton if she still was married or still alive and tried calling. I went that far. We lived in Florence and Rome. We rode in the Bay of Naples and floated naked on the boards. I started to think of her again today. I still am horrified by the cat's hunger. I still am puzzled by the connection. This is another insane devotion. There must be hundreds, although it isn't just that. There is no pain, and the thought is fleeting and sweet. I think it's my own dumb boyhood walking around with Slavic cheeks and burning stupid eyes. I think I gave the cat half of my sandwich to buy my life. I think I broke it in half as a decent sacrifice. It was this I bought, the red coleus, the split rocking chair, the silk lampshade, happiness. I watched him with pleasure. I bought memory. I could have lost it. How crazy it sounds. His face twisted with cunning, the wind blowing through his hair, his jaws working.